read this last tarot in the Contras and Sphagnus. Okay, near Anias Daiti, the Farish. The Masha Kosova Toises, the Gabe Dayonim, Hoshel Miet Edu Kimisha Eno. The Lek and the Memor Ugemo Becheskis Mori, the Bezen Math Kimine, Hokli Perusha. The Vadai Hecha the Lek and Cheskis Momin. He says that's Vada. I'm pretty sure that that's a Beferish of Gemara. It's not a Beferish of Gemara, it's a Beferish of Tisus somewhere. That if there's no Muksik, even Shmuel agrees, Hokimam and Acharai. I don't think that's a Kiddush. He says it's the Vadai. I mean, that's pretty well known. By Erecha doesn't work by Mamin. So it's a machlokes in the Shmaitza. What would happen if there's no muksik? Because over there's a pasuk, like Yakom Erecha Beish. So the Torah never gave Erecha Nemanis by Mamet. So there's a tzad to say that doesn't work when there's no muksik. But Raiv Be'etzem is a birer, Kol Tara Kula. It's a birer by Mamet also. The only reason why it doesn't work by Mamet is because it loses to the muksik. So obviously, if there's no muksik, so then the rive wins. Kamoja Varda Kamen. Okay. The Iker time of the Shmuel, the Enoch Momnach Arrive, who Mishim smoke me in a Chazaka, Peskas Mom Hai Pago Pago. Okay, so here he's saying a tremendous Kiddush. That why does Shmuel say Enoch Momnach Arrive? So the normal pshat is why? What's the normal pshat? Why does Shmuel say Enoch Mamon Acharei?
Because Reuven have power by Mamon.
No, it does have power by Mamon. If there's no Muktzik, Reuven has power. What?
He's saying Smoch Mid LeChazaka.
Right? But that's so not. That's what the Shmaitzes. That's what the Kuntres of Sfeika said. I'm claiming that he's only saying it here. I mean, beforehand, he didn't assume that way. It's the Mashmalos of his Lashon, and the truth is that I don't believe that's the normal pshat. The normal pshat, why according to Shmuel, Enoch and Mamon Acharei, is why?
The Mamon can't take out from the Muzik. The Muzik wins.
Right, because so Muzik is a kayak of Al Tosiana Misafik. And Rashi, I'm pretty sure the first Rashi, Hamotha Mechaveh Varayan, it's the first Rashi in Bava Metzia. One of the first Rashi in Bava Metzia says, Raya Be Eidim. Right, there's such a Rashi. I forgot where that Rashi is. I think it's above Metzia.
Above
Metzia, yeah. That you want to be mighty Mammon, you need a Raya. You need a strong Raya. Muksik says, Man de Kovin Ekeva Yedech Lebeyasya, whatever that means. It says that you can't be, unless you have a strong proof, you can't change things. And Raiv is not a strong enough proof. That's the Parship shot. The Parship Shat. So it's nothing to do with Tripe Me and the Chazaka. Parship Shat, Tripe Me and the Chazaka is not Ripe Shat because we don't pass in Tripe Me and the Chazaka. Tripe Me and the Chazaka is Rameir.
Right.
Rameir only says that by Supra, and we pass in not like Rameir. So
they bring down on the bottom of my country's Vegas. There, Kivager says this Pshat and Tosis, and Kivager asked that question also.
Okay, but the Parship Shat therefore is that it's not a because of Smoke Me and a Chazaka. Parship Shat is no one holds it, only Rameir holds Smoke Me and a Chazaka. We don't hold the Smoke Me and a Chazaka. The reason why Enoch Mamon Acharei is very simple because Muksik says Al Totsieno Mi Safek and Raiv is still in the realm of Safek, right? There's a lot of Shef Shemaites on that. Is Raiv still called the Safek or not called the Safek? Is it called Asire Vada? Is Asire Safek? I don't know if you people remember that whole giant Shef Shemaitza with the Bamitzio that there's a din of Asire Vada, not Asire Safek. If you have a Raiv, it's an Asire Safek. He argued with the plain Yeshua. I don't remember anymore the Bikias. He makes a chik in a Ruba the Isagam and with the Lesagam. But there's a Parshab Shad is Raiv is not necessarily a Vada. So since it's not a Vadai, so it can't be Maitzi Mamet. Mamet needs Hamaitzi Mechaveno, Ola, Varaya. You need a Raya Bruta. comes along the Kuntras HaSvega. That's why it's Mashmir. He's not saying this all, but it's not like the Kuntras Vegas didn't know till now that Ein Hoch Mamon Acher, right? So obviously, if he speaks out now how Ein Hoch Mamon Acher works, he's being Mechanish and New Chiddush, right? That's just Mokloch in the Lashon. If now he speaks out that the way he speaks out now that you know why Ein Hoch Mamon Acher, right? Because Rav Mia the Chazaka. So this is it means that beforehand he didn't learn that way. So that means like this, let's just say it clearly. Beforehand he understood the reason why Enoch Mamon Acharayv is because Mamon is a Mokzik is a strong force, maybe it's a defensive force, that says Alto Tsieno Misafek. And Mokzik is not strong enough to be Maitzi. I mean, Raiv is not strong enough to Maitzi. Now he's saying a different Svara that. The Muksa, really we know Ruba Vechazaka, Ruba Adif. And Raiv is really stronger than a Muksik, than a Chazaka. But you take Miyat, which is a positive, Miyat is a positive force, and you add the Miyat to the Chazaka, and Smaich Miyat Chazaka, you get a Pago Pago, and that's why Ein Hoch Mamon Acher, which means that Miyad is a positive force. Because if a Miyad wouldn't be a positive force, you can't say Smoke Miyad the Chazaka. Smoke Miyad the Chazaka is predicated on the assumption, but we said this a few times in the Sugya because it's something that most people don't know. We got to keep on knocking it in that there's a big Yisai that he's in Rav Meir for sure, who says Smoke Miyad the Chazaka, that Miyad is not just that you know, it's just a absence of a positive bira, that you just have a raiv and not a vadoyas. But miyad is a positive force, right? Because we said this, if raiv is a positive force, and a raiv is a mathematical principle that the something is made up of the parts, a raiv is a conglomeration of many miyads. So that means if raiv has a certain strong strength, then each miyad has a weak strength. That's really not prove mukhloch, but it's mathematical. So this svara of smoke miyad achazaka is predicated on the assumption that miyad is a force, and you take that force of miyad, you add it to chazaka. The chazaka in itself loses to muksek because ruba achazaka ruba adif. And but when you smoke miyad achazaka, you get paga paga. The problem is that we don't bask in that way. That's Rav Meir. The problem is, what the million-dollar shayla, and this is a million-dollar shayla, maybe it's not the only million-dollar shayla, what is the, why is it that in the Kuntras HaSvekas, in this new pshat, is he changing pshat, and why Ein Hoch Mamon Acher right? What is motivating? We'll have to read the rest of the piece. But I want to make this clear. This is embarrassed to the site of the whole fifth step. The Kuntras HaSvekas, and he's introducing his new pshat in Taisus. Before he says his new pshat, he has a preamble. Right? That's what the Shiva used to always say. It's a certain preambles. People give the preamble to the new pshat in Taisus is that you have wrong pshat in pshat and Shmuel. You thought pshat and Shmuel is Ein Hoch Mamon Acher right, because the muksik isn't strong. Rav isn't strong enough to beat out a muksik. Just straight out fight. Rav, all by against the muksik, is not strong enough because muksik says, I'll tell Tsieno Misafek, and Rav is only a Safek. No, that's not shot. It's because the Miyat joins forces with the Rav, with the Chazaka, and the Miyat joining forces with the Chazaka beats the Rav. Right? Does that make sense? You hear the difference. It's a difference to say it in English. Is it offensive or defensive, right? In the way, the normal way of saying it, the simple way of saying it is, the muksik is functioning defensive. The muksik says, al totsiena misafik. Al totsiena misafik is a defensive svara. Don't you dare take it away from me, misafik. Comes along the right. And the Rav wants to take it away from you. So the Muksik says to the Rav, defensively, you do not have the strength to take it away from me. It's a defensive. How can you, the audacity, how does the enemy Safek? You are not, you're only a Roiv is only a Safek. You can't take it away from me. Strike me at the Chazaka, means that the Miat and the Chazaka are working offensively, I believe, as a Birer, and they are equalizing the Birer of the Roiv. It's a head on a collision, two equal forces.
Roiv is the Birer,
and Strike me at the Chazaka is a counter Birer, and they both smash each other head on. What?
Doesn't the Gemara say it's a Svara? Like, man, the Chayiva?
Yes.
It's a Svara.
Svara doesn't say that's how Enoch Maman Acharayv is. Svara just says it's a Svara that Muksik without Enoch Maman Acharayv. But if you learn this, it's a very big tumult because Fakir, Pashtis, I mean, I can hear where the Kunjik is coming from. If it's the one, there's no Rayv, it's a Svara. Man, the Kavanah Kavah, you have no basis. But if you have a Rayv, I have a basis. So I mean, don't you have no base? How can you take it away from me without what base you take away from you? I have a rave. So there is a time to say that rave kills Mandikov and Akeva. Okay, and we're getting a little bit I'm getting too much into the sugya, but it sounds like there's a major line here that he's changing. I don't want to get, maybe I'll get too much more later. We will get, but if we have time. He's changing why Ein Hokum Amen Acharayv. This is very, very important. Now you see this again. Look again inside. He says, the Iker time of the Shmuel, Ein Hokum Amen Acharayv, Humishim Smoke Me in the Chaskas Moment. Favre Pago Pago. Now apparently in this Hamin, he didn't know that. Because in his Hamin, that's not a good Svara, because this Svara, Smoke Me in the Chazaka, this Svara, Smoke Me in the Chazaka, is not just said by Chizkas Mamin. This Svara, Smoke Me in the Chazaka, is said by all Chazakas. And it's said by Rameir. We don't hold of it, Pashtas. So he's taking his Svara, which has nothing to do with Chizkas Mamin. It's only by Rameir, and we don't hold of it. But that's not the normal Svara. The normal Svara is, of course, we don't say Smoke Me in the Chazaka. It's just that Rav can't be Maitzi Mami. Okay, let's keep on going. The Chidshu Taisis, the Gabi Dayanim, Lo Shayach Loi Maruk Mei Vecheskes Mori. The Bezin Mafke Minei. Bezin, go ahead and take away. Kloi Mar. The Koyo Bezin Olam Lafuke Mei Cheskes Mori. Derek Shematzina Vesavik Trey Yitrei, the Mandamar Vesavik Deraisa. There's a shy like this. Trey Vetrei. The din is by Trey Vetrei. Two Adim say one thing. Two Adim say the food's kosher. And two Adim say the food's treif. Or two Adim, whatever it is, the din is that it's a suffix. Even if there's a chazaka. So the question is that deraisa or derabbanan? Some people say it's a takana derabbanan. Really, mid deraisa, you should go by the chazaka. And, you know, if two Adim say it's kosher and two Adim say it's treif, you should put on the chazaka. But other people say it's a Sega deraisa. The logic, Rekiva Eger seems to say, the logic is, because it's the same logic that Taibis says, why by Trey Betray we don't use Migui, is because two Adim is the ultimate Beaver. So if you have two Adim against two Adim, you have the ultimate Beaver on both sides. So you want to add Chazaka, you're not adding anything. So a Chazaka can't add to two Adim. So two Adim and a Chazaka is the same as two Adim and two Adim. Two Adim and two Adim is the same as two Adim. Because once you get the ultimate Birer, you can't add. So therefore, Trey Vitrei, Chazaka is meaningless. So that's the normal pshat, and Trey Vitrei, the Chazaka becomes meaningless because there's nothing, the Trey Vitrei is no Chazaka, doesn't mean anything in Trey Vitrei. That's Trey Vitrei Sveka Deraisa. He says, Mishum, the Adim Afke Chazaka, the Adim is an ultimate beerer. So you can't, the beerer of Chazaka is meaningless when you're dealing with ultimate beerers. We're in a different realm. It's like I give the people a mashal. If there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? And then they argue. So I quote up my local Orthodox rabbi, Rabbi Sally something or other, and I ask her what she thinks. And she baskins. I say, well, listen, It's a trey v'trey. Rabbi Yosha says this way. Rishon Lozaman says this way. So this is equal. So they're my rabbi Paskin. So that's ridiculous because the Makom Rabbi Yosha and Rishon Lozaman, your local Orthodox rabbi, even if he is someone you normally would rely on, is don't count. He can't speak in such a, you know, like he has no right to voice an opinion. You can't voice an opinion when it's a machlekes gedolim, keep your mouth shut. So that's what he's saying. By trey v'trey, even without the throat open, I got carried away. Even if they're not, but since trey v'trey is such strong,
I mean, Mesisa's Rabbanim do it all the time. Rabbanim say, L'chari could be you sumich on this posting. This
was don't do it now. Not now.
Okay, now I want to get to Hashkafa. We're learning today. So the Maisa, that's what he said. By trey v'trey, since you have such strong forces on each side, so Chazaka can't get in. Chazaka can't speak when you're talking with such strong forces. That's a svara. Chazaka is only when you don't have strong svaras floating around. When you have strong svaras, Chazaka is not allowed to voice an opinion. Who are you, Mr. Chazaka, to voice an opinion when there are Edim? So this just like Rabbi, I'm saying so-and-so, you know, Rabbi Schwartz, whoever that is, cannot voice an opinion if there's a machlekes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yosha. It can't be broad cost of a shlishi akriya b'neim. I think, I once heard a rabbi, I was learning Mishnayos, and based on the Mishnayos, I passed it. So he's going to be machriya based on his learning Mishnayos to Rabbi Yosha and Rav Shlomo Zalman. You know, you go jump in the lake. So he's saying the same thing, Chazaka. So he says, just like trey v'trey, Chazaka doesn't work by trey v'trey. So also, Chazaka doesn't work by Bezin.
But it does to make a 50-50.
No, by Bezin, he's saying there's no concept of Chazaka by Bezin.
By Bezin, okay.
Okay, so that's the pshat. So he's saying pshat and Tavis is like this. Since there's a Bezin, since here we're dealing with Bezin, and Sanhedrin daf gimel, really, right, doesn't work. By Rife doesn't work. We might see Mammon because Rife me and the Chazaka Rabbi Pago Pago. However, that's only because you have a Muktzik, so you have Rife me and the Chazaka. But by Bezin, the Chazaka doesn't count. So you can't say Rife me and the Chazaka. Therefore, by Bezin, the Rife could be might see Mammon because by Bezin, it's like there's no Chazaka. Which fits into the Lashon HaTaisis, it's the second half of the Lashon HaTaisis, that Taisis says, so it fits very nicely in the second half of Taisis. Okay, what's Kliya Tzuma on the Kutras of Sveikas?
Why do you need the first half?
Kavaldik, right? In other words, Taisis' first half is Miyat Kamad Alessa. Type it says the chasha miyit to do kemosha eino. So why does he say that? That's not relevant to the answer.
Maybe he doesn't really mean that we say that the miyut does not exist. The miyut does exist. He says but chasha keino, meaning it doesn't have the koyach. Normally the miyut has a koyach of joining the chazaka. He says over here this miyut will not have that koyach. Why? Because we're dealing with the beis din over here.
He says,
you know, like it's like not no point in talking out. Just say that there's no muksik.
I agree. I'm trying.
Okay. So I suspect that the two questions that we just asked are connected. Let's just go over what the two questions are. The one question is, why does the Tisus speak out that the Mia doesn't exist? All we asked to say is there's no muksik, right? All Taibis had to do to answer his kasha was to say, you wanted to know how come in Sanhedrin we go baser raif to be maitzi mamin. The Gemara, that's what the Gemara darshan. So when Bezin paskin that you owe the money, we go baser raif. That's because over there's no muksik. Second question is, so why did the Taibis have to say that the miyat gemad alasa, or whatever lashon he uses exactly, miyat the two kemosha eino. And the second question is, Why does the Kuntres HaSveikas tell us that the logic why ain't Okamam and Acharayv is because Raif Mia the Chazaka? Why didn't he just stick with the normal pshat that the logic of ain't Okamam and Acharayv is because Raif isn't strong enough to be the Muksik? He could have said that. Very simple. Raif's not strong enough to be the Muksik. By Bezdin, there's no muksik, because that's what he's saying. By Bezdin, there's no muksik. So even though normally Rav's not strong enough to be in a muksik, here there's no muksik. Right? Why does he have to change pshat in Enoch and Mamam and Acharayv? Okay. So there are two questions. So
could it be that, I mean, I don't know, I have a full answer, but it could be that maybe if there is a miyut of dayanim saying that he owns it, then he would still have a chazakah because he still has dayanim.
And he says that there's a rule. That's his whole point is that by bezin there's no muksik.
Maybe that's only because. Maybe that's only because the miyut can't speak. That's why. So once we say the Mia can't speak, therefore he has no chazak anymore.
I don't know. What's that? He says the reason is no chazaka because Bezdin is not giving.
Maybe just a question. Are we presuming that he's still working with part of the get pushed as far as the fact that the Dayanim had to mevatel and daitan?
No. We don't know. We're not assuming that. Because he doesn't seem, he said in the beginning, he said he doesn't like that. At the beginning of the paragraph, he says he doesn't like that get pashut.
Correct, yeah. I'm just right. He therefore leaves a hole for us exactly for what reason is the miyut command alesa.
Okay, yes. Anyway, I don't want to move too fast, but we only have one day. So we have two main questions. One is, how does he fit into the words of Tysus? And why was it necessary for him to say a new pshat and why ain't Okamam and Acharayv? Okay, so I think, I don't know if I'll say this in the end, but there's a little bekiyas. Sometimes bekiyas, I hate to say this in public, that sometimes if bekiyas is helpful. So I have to tell you, there's a little bekiyas. He says, the Kuntres HaSveikas says, that the reason why when Bezin is no Kayach or Muksik is the same as we find by Trey Vitrei. Amanda Amar Sveka Deraisa, that Edim is Mafkiya Mechazaka Kamaisa. Trey Vitrei Sveka Deraisa. Now, I have a little Bekias, and that's Sugya, Trey Vitrei Sveka Deraisa. So I can't say everybody holds its way, but 99% of people hold this way, that it's not true. The Kuntres HaSveikas is fooling you, or if you don't know, is misquoting. Trey v'trey sveika deraisa, but only against a chazaka, but not against a muksik. Right, that seems to be the thing. It's almost a beferish or gemara, meaning like this. There are two different forces. I'm trying to say it clearly. There's two different forces. Chazaka is a beerer. Chazaka, Torah gave the kayak of chazaka. Chazaka is a beerer that says, if this was the way it was yesterday, we assume things didn't change and that's the way today. There's a svara, trey v'trey, sveka deraisa. You can't use a beerer of chazaka. The makam, you have a stronger beerer of edim. But muksik is not a beerer. Muksik is a man to cover a cave, yelech lebei asya. It's not a beer, it's not learned from a pasik, it's a svara. If you don't know what to do, do nothing. So that's a defensive svara. It's not an offensive. Beer is offensive. This is defensive. You don't know what to do, do nothing. Defensive, that svara applies by trey v'trey also. You have trey v'trey, you don't know what to do. So the logic is, if you don't know what to do, do nothing, right? I say this again. If muksik, when you're working with a chazaka, that's a birur. So then the the chazaka of a birur can't work b'makom trei v'trei because he's not, it's out of his league. You're trying to make a birur, you're Mr. Chazaka trying to make a birur, but your birur is only a baby birur. But we're dealing here with super birurs. We're dealing with superpowers. So when there are super birurs flying, a birur of Edim, so we don't even pay attention to a birur of Chazaka. So then there's a svara, trei v'trei, seika deraisa. You don't use Chazakas by trei v'trei. But Muksik, which says, don't defensively, man the Kovale Keva is not claiming to be a birur. It says, you're right, I haven't the foggiest idea what to do. So you know what? When you don't know what to do, you should leave it as it is. So by trei v'trei, we also don't know what to do. So trei v'trei is no different than any other case when we don't know what to do. The logic is, you don't know what to do, you leave it where it is. This is Kamat of Beferish Gemara and Yavamis. What?
I'm just a little bit confused because doesn't the Kuntres HaSfeikas clear whether or not Cheskes Morikama is a muksuk, and despite the
Cheskes Morikama is a muksuk,
despite the fact that the Cheskes Morikama may be a muksuk, still the Gemara says that trei trei sfeika deraisa or trei sfeika derabanan is going to impact the shaila of a Morikama.
Yes, because I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
There is a shita out there that does not agree with what Rebbe is saying right now, and the Kuntres HaSfeikas shita as far as Morikama, as it plays into the sugya of Suffolk trei v'trei, whether it's sfeika deraisa, sfeika derabanan, would seem to indicate that he also holds that way.
Okay, let me try and do it my way. I'm not sure, Mio, because I don't know. The general, I'm pretty sure the most Rishonim, in Yavamis was a vast majority. I remember it was one person that disagreed, but the almost everybody, because in Taisha it says, Uke Tre Ba'ade Tre, Uka Aye Benich Becheskas Barashacha. And that's even, I think, if you held Sveika de Rabbi. Okay, I don't remember the Gemara. Anyway.
That's only because you held Sveika de Rabbanan. If you held Sveika de Raisa, you wouldn't. The Gemara brings that as the demonstration of that Sveika de Rabbanan.
Okay, but they pretty sure they said that's because over there's not a muksik.
Right, because they're not learning Morikama is a muksik. They're learning Morikama is a chazak de mikar.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'll have to check it. I hear you have a valid point. But let me continue with this assumption.
Maybe we can do the whole Chef Schmeitz once again.
The major assumption, most assumptions. So let's try and go with this. So what comes out, according to this, is even though Schmidt is disagreeing with me, but I still think this is a pashtus. And I don't think it's right, because even that Morikama is a muksik, it's only a muksik, it's a lumnish muksik. So it's not a muksik, it's a muksik through chazaka. So I don't think it's such a kash. Anyway, Lemay said like this, what comes out as follows, when the Kuntres HaSfeikas is saying in our sugya that Tavis is mechadek, the Tavis says, the Kuntres HaSfeikas wants to read Tavis. Let's work backwards. The Kuntres HaSfeikas wants to read Tavis that the Iker Teretz of Tavis is that the Muksik doesn't exist. Why doesn't the Muksik exist? Because it's a din in Bezin. Yeah. What kind of svara is that? Why should Bezin make the muksik disappear? So the Kuntres HaSfeikas says, well, I find such a thing that trei v'trei makes the muksik disappear. But based on my bekiyas, trei v'trei only makes the chazaka kamaisa disappear, but it doesn't make the mandikov and akeva disappear. So that means that when Taisa says that the Psak Bezin make it disappear, they're not making the Muktzik disappear, they're making the Chazaka Kamaisa, which means, let me speak in English. Many, many people say that at the end of the day, Muktzik has two powers. Muktzik has two powers. Muktzik, the Gemara says in Bamitz Kama later, that Muktzik is a Svara, a Mandikov in a Keva Yedach Lebe Asya. But many people, including the Kuntres Vegas, also in that same one that Shamir is quoting, he says it there too, says Beferish, that besides Muksik having the power of Mam de Kavad Ekeva, Muksik is also, it's also, it's a Beferish of Shef Shemaitza too, that says it, I think, even clearer, that the Kuntres Vegas quotes it, and the Shef Shemaitza says it, that Muksik is also a Chazaka Meikara, because it's no worse than a Chazaka Meikara. Chazaka Meikara means don't change things from its status quo. So just like there's a status quo of past, so there's surely a status quo of the present. That's Eimlecha Chazaka Gadol Mizeh. Yesterday I was kosher, so don't change from the status. Well, today I'm holding it, don't change the status. So it comes out that every muksik has two forces. Every muksik has a kayach, a man that called it a keva, which means that's a power, a what we were saying in the beginning of Shir, that's a defensive power. Don't you dare take it away from me, misafek, because on what basis are you going to take it away from me? You need a positive, you need a vaday proof to take it away from me. And Muksik also has a positive viewer, not just that you need a proof to take it away from me, but I'm a positive proof that I'm right. Comes along the Shef, the Kutras Osveikas, and says that Taithas is Mechadesh, that when there's Bezdin, there's no Muksik. Why is there no Muksik? The same reason that there's no Muksik by Trey Vitray. But by Trey Vitray, the only Muksik that the Trey Vitray destroys is the part of the Muksik that acts as a Birur. But the part of the Muksik that acts as a Man Dekaber Ekeva, Trey Vitray doesn't destroy. Mimela Bezdin also don't destroy. So it comes out, let me finish the thought, please. It's so beautiful. So it comes out when the Kutras Asvekas says that Tosfos is saying that in Bezdin there's no Muksik, it's really misleading. Tosfos is saying in Bezdin there's no Birur of Muksik. But Tosfos agrees that in Bezdin there's a man that called it a Keva of Muksik. Right? I say that again. Tosfos says, according to Kutras Asvekas, Tavis, you say this, in Bezdin, there's no Muksik, just like by Trey Vitray, there's no Muksik. But according to it, I'm pretty sure 99% of the Achleinim held in the Sugya of Yavamis is that, I think it's Rekiv Eger there, I don't remember who said it, but many people said it there, that when do we say there's no, we only say there's no Chazaka by Trey Vitray. There's no Birur. You can't have a Birur by Trey Vitray. But a hanhaga of altel tienu misafek, you have by Trey Vitray. And therefore, so when Tavis is saying that there's no muksik by Trey by Bezdin, that only takes off the power of Birur of the muksik. But it doesn't take off the power of man to call it a keva. So now the Kutras Osveikas is very good. Why is he very good? Someone help me out before I get tired. Because if the Kuntras Asvekas wouldn't have changed pshat, and why ain't hokum amenach, according to the simple pshat, why is ain't hokum amenach arrive? The simple pshat before the Kuntras Asvekas got started, the reason why ain't hokum amenach arrive is because Muksik says man dekavet ekeva. You need you can't be mighty from me without a positive proof. And Raiv is not a positive proof. So that Koyach of Muksik exists even by Trey Vitray. And that power of Muksik exists even by Bezdin. So then Tavis would not have an answer. Tavis would never answer his question. So if you're assuming that Muksik works, the reason why Ein Hokum Mamam and Acha Raiv is because Muksik stonewalls. Muksik says, listen, you need a positive proof to be Maitzi from me. You don't have a proof to be Maitzi. So even if it's Bezdin, you still don't have a proof to be Maitzi. That applies by Bezdin also. Bezdin can't deny, just because it's in Bezdin, that doesn't mean there's still that Yashris, you need a proof to be Maitzi. comes along the contras asfakas and says, that snapshot why Moksa can't be Maitzi Mamet. Rav can't be Maitzi Mamet. Really, Rav could be Maitzi Mamet. Rav, when Moksa says, man de kovel ekeva, Rav says, excuse me, I'm a beerer. I can be Maitzi Mamet. Why not? The only reason why Rav loses to Muksik is because the Muksik acts as a positive beaver, strife me and a chazaka of Abe Palga Palga, and it destroys the beaver of the Rav. If Luyatar the Rav is here functioning as a beaver, then the Rav could beat out the Muksik, could pass Kendik Mandikov in a cave. The whole reason why Rav loses is because strife me and a chazaka. Oh, that means Chazaka has to work as strife me and a Chazaka is only if you can only say strife if the Muksik is working as a positive force. Right? The strife means you're adding two positives. Muksik, which is a positive force, it's a beer, and Mia, which is a beer. So strife me and a Chazaka, Avle Paga Paga. So they said the Kutras of Sveikas is very good. Since by Bezin, there's no positive beer of Chazaka. So you can't say, strife me in the Chazaka. Therefore, Shmuel agrees that Hokum and Mamet Ach arrive.
Hokum Ryan or in Hokum?
Shmuel agrees that in by Bezin, Hokum and Mamet Ach
arrive. Oh, the case of Bezin, okay.
Yes. Right. I hope I didn't, I don't know if I was at all clear. I don't know if I.
Maybe if the chazaka without which part of that chazaka is tzvisa? Where does tzvisa fit in? Which part would tzvisa have and tzvisa not have?
I don't know tzvisa. I can't answer. I know what tzvisa is.
Like
tuck for I want to keep away from all.
I'm just saying, is the tzvisa part of it? The chazaka
minkara? Do me a favor. I'm not doing tuck for going. Please. All I'm saying is that we should know that there are two forces of muksik. Now, you want to know on the sugya of Takfel Kohen, which force of muksik we're using there? I don't know. That's a big tumult in Takfel Kohen. But muksik in the yeshiva shirei, that's what I'm saying, you have to have a little bikiyas. Sometimes bikiyas is a good thing. In the yeshiva shirei, even though we talk about muksik, people think muksik is one force. Muksik has two totally different forces. One offensive and one defensive. This is what the Schmeitzer says. Many other people say this. That Muksik, the Gemara says that Muksik is a defensive force. Muksik doesn't claim it's mine. It just says, listen, man, the carpet I gave it, yenach lebeyasya. If you have a problem, you go to the doctor. If you don't, we don't know what to do. Leave it where it is.
Which one's a Marikama?
One second. I don't know Marikama. I'm talking about Muksik. So Muksik in
that
the Gemara,
Murikama is part of that, isn't it?
I don't know. Please let me stop trying to keep away from all confusions. We're talking about Muksik, we're not dealing with Murikama in our sugya. So Muksik in the Gemara in Baba Kama, I think it's Mem Vav, I don't remember what that. The Gemara in Baba Kama says Muksik works as a Svara, a man that called a keva, yerech lebei asha. If you got a toothache, you go to the doctor. That's a defensive svara. That's not a beer. That doesn't claim to be a beer. That says, listen, I'm happy the way it is. You got a problem. You do something about it. That does not claim to be a beer. Then there's another svara that we learn out, Xeris and Kosov, that chazokas are biurim. We learn that out from Ba'is HaMenuga, that a chazaka is a beer, whether it's a din beer, a beer, a din, whatever it is, all the yeshivish hakiris. But it's a positive force. It's a force. There's a force of chazaka. Chazaka is a positive force that tells you what to do. It's acting as a positive. It's not defensive, it's offensive. It's a beer, it's active. And muksik, according to Shev Shemaitza, is also a chazaka, because it's low gara. So we're saying when the Kuntras Asveika says that by Bezin, you don't have a din muksik, which is the way he's learning that Stipus is chiddush, since the only source for that din is from the from Trey Vitrey, we don't go Basir Chazaka. And according to 99, I'm pretty sure, even though Shamir is arguing with me, but I'm pretty sure my Bikias is still right, that according to 99, it's in the Beferesh of Be'er Be'udim, according to 99% of the people, that's only when you're dealing with a Be'er force. And it's logical, because you can't add a Be'er when you can't add a mini Be'er of Chazaka when you're dealing with a super Be'er of Edom. But when you're dealing with the Svara of Mandikov and Akeva, so that makes no difference. I don't care if it's Trey Vitray. That does work by Trey Vitray. That's what most people hold.
So Karevi, so how come the Miyats come out of the lesson? What are we saying now?
Right, so we're not getting to Miyat. We're just trying to explain the Kutras of Sveikas answer. So I'm saying now I understand. There's a question why the Kutras of Sveikas had a shame. I'm not answering. Sandy asked a question why he says Miyat Kamandalesa. I didn't get there yet.
Oh, we didn't get there. Okay.
Didn't get there yet. But okay. I'm answering the first question, why the Kutras of Sveikas has to change Shad and Ein Ochim Mamam and Acharayv. Because the norm of Shad and Ein Ochim Mamam and Acharayv is because Rayv isn't strong enough to be Maisi Mamin. Because Mamin says, Mandikov in a cave, but bring me a proof. Right, that's the Lashon of Rashi. And Rayv is not a Rayv, not Edim. So then, if that would have been Shad, then the Kutras of Sveikas wouldn't have a Shad and Daifus, because that Muksik exists even by Bezin. Even by Bezin, the Muksik says, bring me a proof. So what if this Bezin? I still have any. What right have you got to take away from me? Bring me a proof. So Taibiz has to say that that snapshot, what Eino Kamam and Acha right. The reason why Eino Kamam and Acha right is because the Chazaka joins, the Muksik functions as a positive bearer. It becomes as with the positive bearer of Miyat, and two weak positive bearers are stronger, equal to the positive bearer of Rife. Then the Kutras of Sveikas makes sense. If the whole way Muksik Ein Ochim Amen Acha Rife is because Muksik is a bearer, so then when Bebezin, it doesn't have a bearer. Okay, so he answers that.
How does he know if there's two Muksiks? So how does he know which is the reason why Ein Ochim Amen Acha Rife?
That's what he's being mechadesh. The reason why Ein Ochim Amen Acha Rife is because of the positive strengths of the beer of the Muksik. And that doesn't apply by Bezin. That's
good. I'm saying, but would the Rove be able to be taken out from the Mandachev L'Cheiva Muksik?
Oh, so he's saying yes. But let's keep on going. Why yes? Because Rove intrinsically is a good beerer, like Aiden, which means that Rive Miyat command the Lassa, which I think answers Sandy's question. In other words,
no, but by us, we're saying there is a Miyat. There is a Miyat.
Not that Miyat command the Lassa only over here. Miyat always command the Lassa, unless you have strike Miyat Nechazaka. In other words, Tysus has to be Mechadish in order for the Kutras of Sveikas to say his chat, he has to be Mechadish two Chidushim, maybe more than two Chidushim. He says the norm of chat, why Rav can't be Maisi from a Muksik, is because Muksik says, Al Teltsienu Misafik. He's saying that's not true. That's not a good Svara. Because Muksik can't, Rav is not a Safik. You say, well, there's a Miyat. So what of the Miyat? The Miyat don't count for anything. At least when there's no Chazaka, the Miyat's nothing. So Rav can be Maisi from a Mandikov and a Keva. You know why normally Rav can't be, Rav loses. The Rav can't be Maisi. It's because Rav Miyat a Chazaka. So that explains everything. There's Taibiz has to tell you, by Taibiz saying Miyat Kamanda Lesa, he's telling you that don't think like the Kutras of Sveikas is Havamina. I think what he would be saying. In other words, Taibiz, the Havamina was that the reason why Rav can't be Maisri Mamin is because Rav is not enough of a proof. Because a Miyat is a real possibility. Whenever you see a Miyat, there's a real suffix. So there's a man to come in a keva. So says Tavis, you're making a mistake. Miyat, all over, everywhere in Shas, is not a real suffix, except if you have Shrav Miyat Chazaka. But the Miyat is not a real suffix. Therefore, Alsusvara man to come in a keva, Rav will be strong enough. You know why Rav can't be Maitzi Mamin? Is because of a difference far, that because the Mukset, the Chazaka, works as his twin of the Birur. And then he says, Rav, me and the Chazaka, Avre Paga Paga. And that Svara doesn't work by Bezin. So what Tavis is doing is very beautiful. Tavis is explaining why both svaras of Muksik don't work here. The svara of, and you're able to go by the Rav. You can't say don't go by the Rav because man and covenant keva, because Rav is a beerer. I would mean Rav is a beerer, there's a soft a miyat. The miyat doesn't make for a suffix. Miyat doesn't make for a suffix. So we have a beerer, so we can take out from the run. You don't say man the carbon akeva. You got a beerer. How come ain't okay mamanach arrive? That's because there's a counter beerer against the rive. It's right me and a chazaka. But that counter beerer doesn't exist here because the chazaka loses the power of a beerer because there's no positive power of chazaka, but makam dayanim.
Right, just to clarify one point, we never really had a question as to whether or not Rove can be Motzi Mamun. And Rav holds Rove is Motzi Mamun.
See, we're in Shmuel. Shmuel
I understand.
Can't be Motzi Mamun.
Correct. But
why Shmuel holds Rove can't be Motzi Mamun?
The speakers explain why Shmuel holds that, because smoke be a chazaka.
Yeah, but the mashmos of the Kuntras of Sveikas is mashma. This is my, I insist on this, that he's only being mechanish that now. The Kodesh Asleik has been talking here a whole two pages on Shmuel, and he never bothered explaining to us what John and Shmuel. Why all of a sudden, in the middle of the third Shad in Tisus, does he bother telling you that this is Shad in Shmuel? And like someone said, I forgot who told me that the footnotes said it at the very Shverab Shad. Why is he doing that? To Terence is because this is a prerequisite for his chat. Because till now, I think this is very mistabra. Till now, he was learning a different chat in Shmuel. Till now, he was learning chat in Shmuel that the reason why Rav can't be Maitzi Mamin is because Rav is not as positive, as strong enough beer, because Miyat commandi Isa. So whenever there's a Miyat, you're left with a suffix. And you can say man the kovet a keva. Very simple. That's John.
That's Shmuel. How Miyat works with chazaka. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't work with. You don't have to work with the chazaka. According to till now, it's not because Rav Miyat the chazaka. It's because the Miyat says there's a suffix, and once it's a suffix, we say man the kovet a keva. That's not.
So, but they're Shrife working Miyat together. Not they're not Shrife, but they're working together. Two mechanisms.
Okay, they both have to exist, but they're not joining forces.
Right, that's what I mean. I mean, that's what they both have to exist.
Says that there's a suffix. Now that there's a suffix, you can't be Maitzi Mamin.
So whatever answer he's going with, it has to be that in our case here, where we say in Alchemon Haroiv, that the Miyut and the Chazaka are both in play, and in Sanhedrin, the Miyut's not in play, and therefore somehow or another it explains the difference, right?
No, that's not what he's saying. I'm sorry. This chat in the Kutra Sveikas, it says in Sanhedrin, the Chazaka is not in play, not the Miyut's not in play. It's that the Kutras of Sveikas and this
okay,
chat
so that's
is saying
okay.
That the Chazaka is not in play. The Miyut remains the same. There's nothing unusual, but he's arguing with the Get Pashit. The Miyat here is the same as every other Miyat. So the way I understand it, what he's saying like this, the Miyat here is the same as every Miyat, but every Miyat really is not a good Miyat. It's not just here's the Miyat's not a good Miyat. Everywhere, Miyat's not a good Miyat. and everywhere the miyut doesn't make a suffek, and therefore everywhere you could say man de kovet, you can't say man de kovet akeva yelech beyasya, because the roiv is a birur.
So
the reason why everywhere, because roiv can't be maisi mamon according to Shmuel, is because of a special svara of srife miyut and a chazaka, and for that you need that the miyut is a positive birur. A little bit of a positive force, and the chazaka is a little bit of a positive force, and two positive forces join forces to become a big positive force.
And in the case of Bezdin,
that is a contrast of Sfeikas, that the Makom Bezdin, little positive forces don't speak. They are intimidated. They can't, you don't use little positive forces when you're in the Makom Bezdin.
So, and like again, the miyut does little, not have enough power to be positive then.
Not the miyut, the muksik, the muksik. The positive force of the muksik doesn't speak here, because that's what he says in Kuntra Sasekis. The positive force of muksik doesn't speak the Makom Bezdin, just like the positive force of muksik doesn't speak by Trey Betray. That's what he says. Don't say anything about the miyut not speaking.
So when Tosa says that Dayanim are shiny, I don't know if it's a kasha Rebbe the country's figures. Dayanim are shiny, and then his next line, Rebbe's reading the chashid miyut did too. That's really everywhere, right? That's not really going on. Dayanim shiny.
Dayanim is shiny because you don't have strife miyut the chazaka. It all goes together. The guy Dayanim shiny because the miyut everywhere by is always right. That's, Dayanim Shiny is the introduction to the entire answer. Dayanim Shiny because of what it's going to say.
It should really be Dilek Lamemer, no?
Okay, it's Dayanim Shiny. Why is Dayanim Shiny? Because of me, it is really Dilek Lamemer. The miyut doesn't make for a problem a mandikov and a keva, and to join with the muksik you can't, because that does muksik doesn't work when there's bezit, so you can't say shreif miyut a chazaka.
No, but that's so really his teretz. That's the first time he said it's teretz. The lek lemaimer is really the first time he's explaining why dayanim are shiny.
Right. Okay. So it's all one long piece. Mishlomar the Hosam guy, they on him shiny. Why? Duh. And now he's saying the whole speech. Because it's all one long speech. In other words, because the way muksik works, there are two reasons why muksik works. And there's two ways you can kill the muksik. Either you can, the muksik works two ways. So you wanted the muksik to work as mandikov in a keva. You need a suffix, but there's no suffix here because miyut doesn't make for a suffix. You want muksik to work as a birur, and then you can say strife miyut a chazaka. You know that you can't be a birur but makom bezit. So therefore, the muksik, both forces of the muksik are not going to stop the right. That's what he's saying in this case by dayanim. The muksa can't stop the rive. The muksa can't stop the rive through mandikov and akeva, because that, in all over, muksa could not stop the rive based on mandikov and akeva alone, without strife miyut a chazaka, because miyut is command the lasso. There's no, it's the rive is a valid birur. And you want to use strife miyut a chazaka. Strife miyut a chazaka only makes sense if the muksa is a positive force. But if the muksik's not a positive force, and you can't say that about dayanim, and the muksik is not a positive force, right?
Just a clarification. So we're saying when he says that the miyut of Beis Din command the leisa, really, there's no difference of the miyut of Beis Din and other miyutim.
That is correct. That's correct. Except, there is a slight difference. Is that by Beis, when it's not Beis Din, then you can say strof miyut a chazaka. But miyut in itself is right. It is, if not, it, besides the difference in strife miyut a chazaka, the miyut in a vacuum is no different by Bez anywhere else. I'm just looking
not at like the way we, not like the way we understood.
What?
Not like the way we understood all along that somehow the you know this mute disappears or joins with the right.
Right, because that was the get pasha. But in the beginning of this paragraph, he says gamash apirish baram bekamon. He says he doesn't like the get pasha. That was the beginning of this paragraph. He's throwing out the get pasha. He says there is no such din that by a small bezin the miyat dayanim have to agree to the. He says it's not true. That's in the beginning of the paragraph.
So we're saying that
the get pasha that neither agrees that shein the miyat nevatim daitam and they try rabbi. Even though she sues for a chaviva, the bavi mechaseh ba. The efsher the zed on the emre with bezin gadol shel ayin aleph. So he doesn't agree with that svara. So he's throwing that svara out. So till now, we were learning this pshat, that miyat command the lesa because of the get pashat svara, because the dayanim have to be mevat other dat. But now we're falling off of that. I just looking at my notes, this svara that we said, that trey v'trey, we found a muksik of mandakar v'keva, it's a kiva eger, and it's a shara mishpat. And they both prove it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says over there, uke tre bahade tre, and we leave it in the beyond a typeface. So the question is, why would he leave it beyond a typeface over there? So he said, because that proves that muksik as a man the covenant came, but it works even by tre and tre. Okay, anyway, you look up in your vomits if you want.
In this answer, if the mute, the mute Samandalas is really saying that there's no chazaka for it to attach to?
Not really. It's saying that either there's no chazaka to it to attach to, but he's saying more than that. So normally, in his habamina, he thought that even without a chazaka to it attached, the miyat has a force is enough to make a suffix. Before this answer, we were under the assumption, we never heard of, before the kutras, it isn't the kutras of Sphakis. I'm not sure in Tysus. But in the Kodesh of Sphakis, before this answer, we never heard a strife miyat a chazaka. So if I would ask you, why can't Rai be Maisi Mamin? The answer is because the miyat is enough of a force by itself to make a suffix. Still as a suffix. And when you have a suffix, we say, Alta Nandika Vedakeva, Yenet Be'asya, Amotka Ve'avaraya Be'edim. And this, excuse me, this is not a strong enough raya to be mighty mamin. It's a defensive thing that you can't be mighty.
Chazaka and miyat then would be working independently.
Right. So the miyat is saying, listen, it's not 100%. It's not 100%. You can't be mighty.
So
it would make a difference if you're in Bezdin, because you're saying, listen, you don't have 100%. You can't be mighty. You're still in Bezdin Shmezdin. You want to be mighty. You don't have 100%. You can't be mighty. So first we're saying that's not true. The miyat does not make a suffix. Therefore, really, Rav in a vacuum would be 100% because the Torah gives the amanas to Rav, and Rav has a power to be mighty from a man to call the Akeva. And when you say a man to call Rav with Adim, Rav is like Adim because Rav is a beerer. And if it's a beerer, you can be mighty. The only reason why Shmuel says Ein Olkim Mamam and Acharayv is because Shreif Miyat LeChazaka, because two weak powers join forces, two weak biurim get together and they join, and then you have to say that Muksik is acting as a positive force, and then the Miyat also acts as a positive force, and therefore they can join forces. That's why two things join forces, because they're on the same track. They're both weak positive forces. So two weak positive forces can join. So, if that's the way it works, but then you gotta be a weak positive force. But there's a din that by Bezdin, we don't listen to this kind of weak positive force. It's a chutzpah. You can't speak Ramak on Bezdin, just like you can't speak
Ramak on Bezdin. That's chazak in Muksik, that's not chazak in Amir.
Right, okay, that's right.
So Amir only works as a positive force in conjunction with chazaka. And therefore, that's the first thing. Second thing is, in the case of Bezdin, Chazaka has no power to speak up against the bearer of the robe of a Bezdin, and therefore there's nothing to even starve with a Miyat. But the Miyat is exactly, in the case of Bezdin, is exactly the same as the Miyat in our case of Mamon.
Right. So it's in its time, I mean, the Yamsha, the Kutras of Sagas thought that the reason why Shmuel said ain't hokim b'mamin acharayv is because since you got a miyut, there's a safeg, and we say man de kovet akeva yeda b'be'asya, how can you be mighty? Then he couldn't give an answer, because so what do I care if it's Bezin? Bezin don't deny that you have a man de kovet akeva. His answer is, no, the problem of man de kovet akeva doesn't bother us, because Raiv can take care of man de kovet akeva. Because a miyut doesn't make a suffix. You know why Shmuel says they know from Amanacha, right? Because Shreif miyut achazaka v'avidei paga paga, two weak biurim joined forces. Then you have, but then you know, it means you have to have the muksik has to work as a positive force, as a biur. Oh, don't then by trey to trey, muksik can't work as a positive biur. Because it's chutzpah, you can't use a, we don't recognize weak biurim when we're dealing with big biurim. So when we're dealing with bezin, we're not machshav little biurim. Just like when we're dealing with eidim, we're not machshav little biurim. Therefore, the muksik loses the power of a little biur. So you can't say smoke me and a chazaka. So therefore, we can be might say the raiv can work.
Okay, so smoke
svaras don't apply.
But the only understanding is, why does he need both of them? Meaning, even if Miyut would work by itself as a mini powerful force, and Chazak works itself by mini powerful force, as long as Chazaka gets knocked out in the case of Bezdin, so why do we have to change our understanding of Miyut? Why can't our understanding of Miyut stay remain the same?
We have to explain that Miyut alone doesn't create the Svara Mandakov in Ekeva. If Miyut would generate that there's a suffix to generate a man to carve in a cave, then you wouldn't be able to collect as a man.
Is that what we were assuming beforehand?
What?
Is that what we were assuming beforehand?
Yes, that's what we were assuming. We were assuming for sure before in the Kutras of Sveikas that the reason why ain't open the mom and acharai, because since there's a miyut, there's a certain amount of a suffix, and once there's a suffix, we say man to carve in a cave.
That's the chazaka talking.
No, not the chazaka. No. I'm saying the simple pshat is nothing to do with the chazaka. It's because man the kovet akeva says you need a 100% proof, and if there's a miyut, there's not 100% proof. That's a simple pshat. Therefore, comes along the country, the whoever it is, and says, no, you're wrong. Miyut is not a just a make for a suffix. Therefore, the problem of Manda Kovet Akeva doesn't exist. No, that never existed. When Shmuel said, ain't no Kamaman Akha Raiv, it had nothing to do with because of Manda Kovet Akeva, because Raiv is a biur, Raiv can handle the problem of Manda Kovet Akeva. The reason why Shmuel said, ain't no Kamaman Akha Raiv, because Raiv me and a Chazaka, which means the Chazaka acts as a biur. You can't have the Chazaka acting as a biur if there's a tray betray because by Bezin, just like that word by tray betray. Okay, so I think I get a little bit too fast, but I think it's nice. If anyone found out, I hope it's good. Lumai said we're finished with the sugya, and we're not starting again till when? Till.
Are we gonna have Shurjus on Wednesday?
I guess so. Wednesday, Shurjus is
Monday, Tuesday.
So Tuesday night's out. So we have next week, a week from now. Okay, so I'm going to have to try and what's again? Does anyone have a good sugya where we should start?
Does it make more sense to have one more day on this sugya if we're going to have just one day?
No, because it's a whole week. I don't want to start go back.
Karen Kane Chaganov.
Karen, you want to come to Meruba?
That's a mess.
I mean, the yeshiva did. Rebbe doesn't have to.
I thought we said we're going to Memvav next.
We didn't say we didn't say we heard that.
The other part of the.
We just did Memvav.
In the sugya, he said we're going to have to look up the Gemara there.
What?
No, Rebbe just wrote that within this sugya, we'll have to see that Gemara there, but not as a
sugya. Yeah. Anyway, it could.
How about Simcha Shoshanagas? Shoshanagach? Simchas?
What Shoshanagas?
So the whole Sudri Simchas, the Machlokas, Simchas,
Rabbanon,
and. I think that's too much the same sugya. I'm just afraid of getting into the same sugya again. I like to, okay, let me think about it. It could be we should do Meruba.